Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy. If you would like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you enjoy today's message.
When we come to God's house, there should be a burden and a hunger in our hearts just the day before it should start, not on Sunday morning. When we come with that kind of a desire, God meets with us in a very beautiful way, because God is longing to talk to us. Wherever we gather in His presence, something happens. And this morning we'll continue on our series with the Word of God. We're going to read from Psalms 19, verses 7 to 14. It's a very powerful passage, and I'd like us all to join me even as we read, okay? The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. By them your servants is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins, that they may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great sin in transgressions. Sorry. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Father God, even as we look at your word, the power of your word, the beauty of your word, precious Savior, we pray, sweet Holy Spirit, this is your word. And you have given us this word. Lord, let this not just be a message. Let it be a word from your heart to your precious ones. You have seen every tear. You have seen every pain. You have seen every struggle that your precious ones go through. And you have chosen to give us your eternal written word that never changes. Even as we look at your word this morning, we pray, God, that you would break every barrier and you would put a deep desire in each one of our hearts, not only to fall in love with your word, Lord, but we will be people who will know your word, who will live your word, who will understand your word and be able to teach others your word, even as we practice it ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The word of God, a treasure and real pleasure. God's word is so beautiful. Actually, the Psalms 19 verses 7 to 14 is a summary form of what is described in Psalms 119. Psalms 119, the longest psalm, is dedicated to the word of God. Psalms 19 verses 7 to 14 is just a gist. It's put everything in bullet forms just so that you and I can understand the power and depth of God's word. God's word is truly a treasure and a real pleasure. Verse 10 tells us they are more precious than gold, than much fine, pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. That's the beauty of the word of God. The psalmist brings out this word. He says, that's how powerful and beautiful it is. Is it really that good? The psalmist over here is comparing it to gold. Precious gold, pure gold. Where people bend backwards to buy, to own. Even today, with everything else around, still people try to store gold, buy gold. It's an investment. It's valuable. The psalmist also compares it with honey. Sweeter than honey. Honey from the honeycomb. That's how beautiful and precious and tasteful the word of God is. God's word truly is a treasure without measure. I like the way the psalmist has put it in the Message version. What kind of a treasure is this? How can you say that it's a treasure without measure? Indeed, it is a treasure without measure. Because in the Message translation puts it this way. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our life together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate, down to the nth degree. Just look at these words. That is the power of God's word that God has given for every human being. We as God's children who have recognized and have begun to understand that our Creator God has created us for a purpose. We have entered into a relationship with God. That is beautiful. Now God is our Father. But if God is our Father, you and I have begun a journey where you and I learn to walk with Him and understand our Father's heart. A little child is constantly learning what mommy and daddy wants. What their heart's desire is. That little baby begins to recognize his mommy's voice. Ezariah keeps running in the office. He comes in the morning usually after school in our office. And it's nice to hear when his mom calls out to him. Sometimes she comes to the office and she's doing something and she calls, Ezariah, wherever he is, yes, mommy, and he will run to his mama. It is so sweet to see him stop what he's doing and run to mama and say, yes, mama, you called me. He will run like that. And it's not once or twice I've heard him do that. He keeps doing it. He recognizes his mother's voice. He recognizes his dad's voice. You and I, as God's children, need to recognize that the revelation of God is whole. The signposts of God are clear. The life maps of God are right. The directions of God are plain. Most of us get into this rut where we know we love God. We have a relationship with Him. But most of the time we treat that relationship as a Santa Claus relationship. We make one list and we keep putting that list before Him. God, please bless me. God, please take care of me. God, please provide for me. But we forget that this word of God that God has given for us, His written word, it is a word that God wants us to recognize that this is a treasure. God has laid down every detail for every aspect of life in this word. Most of us want the right revelation. We want the right signposts in life. We want the right life maps. We want the right direction. We want to be successful. We want our children to be happy. We want our marriage to be successful. We want to be successful in our career. We want to progress and improve. The sad thing is, most of the time we turn around and go from pillar to post, trying to sort out and find the ideal situation, the ideal counsel. God's word here tells us and reveals to us that this treasure is without measure because He has given us exactly what we need. Nothing more, nothing less. Exactly what our needs are is right here in God's word. But what do? We go and check out with our friends. Hey, this is what I'm planning to do. Yeah, I want to start a business. What do you say? You know what? I saw this person and I like this person. I want to get married to this person. What do you say? If you're superstitious, we run to this Baba or that Baba and try to get some counsel. Which star is going to point and show us direction? Or which clothes am I supposed to wear, my favorite color, to pass in the interview? People do that. Oh, I'm going to do something good. I'll choose this particular day. This is my favorite day. This is the lucky number for me. Yes? Most of the time we are shifting and doing things based on our intellect. And then we worry and wonder what has gone wrong. God's word so clearly says, the psalmist says over here, your word is a treasure. It's a treasure that cannot be measured. That's how deep and powerful it is. Any situation in life that you have, whatever the circumstances may be, you have an answer and a guideline for it in this book. A perfect guideline. The ideal life plan. How do I go about it? Do I borrow this money? His word says, no. Trust me. Don't be a slave to anybody. I will take care of it. Do I resign this job? Did you pray for this job? Yes, Lord. Did I give you this job? Yes, Lord. Then stay put in that job. Don't go by your flesh. When we sit with this book and begin to look at it, no matter where you may be in life at this moment, at this junction, perhaps we have made a lot of mistakes. We have messed things badly and terribly. But God's word right here comes and tells us, okay, whatever may have happened, I want you to trust me. Will you surrender your life into my hand and say, God, my life is badly messed up. I don't know what to do anymore. I really don't know. What do I do in this circumstance? What do I do with my finance? What do? I am so empty and broken inside. God will begin to speak to you from this love letter. He'll begin to tell you, my child, listen to what I'm saying. No counselor on the face of the earth can give us counsel the way this book can. No psychiatrist can give us the medication that this book can, my friends. No one. Because when your creator talks to you, he knows every cell in your body. He knows every circumstances. He knows exactly where the problem is. Everybody else will give you a band-aid treatment. But our God is a God who heals. And that is why this book is a book that is such a strong and powerful treasure that it is the world's bestseller every year. But what is our problem? We pick and choose. We select things that suits us and we begin to pass it around. We continue to live lives that are not right. We continue to dwell in the past of what has happened. We are not ready to step out and take God at His word. His written word that says, let go, trust me. Lord, the circumstances are different. You don't understand. Hey, I'm the Lord who controls those circumstances. And God tells us, watch it. Turn your eyes to me. I am there for you. This is like a jackpot. Just imagine, in every circumstances, in every situation, you have a book right here in your hands that you can just sit, go through it, ask God to speak to you, and you get the answers and solution, the guidance in every aspect. What more do we need? Why are we people that are so confused today? When we have a treasure beyond measure right here in our hands. Why do we play games with our lives? Dear friends, at the end, you're the only one who's suffering. You're the only one who's suffering. Every step as we take His word and believe it and stand by it and live it out, you can see the difference. I can't tell you the number of people that come and meet us as pastors. And when they pour out their life situations, what they're going through, and some of it is really painful, heartbreaking. Just the other day, I was talking to one person, and I was listening to her painful story. And as she was pouring out her heart, I was just trying to process it. I'm saying, hey, you are a follower of Jesus, and you are going through so much right now. And as she was sharing, after she finished sharing, I asked her a question. Before all of this began, when it was in the initial stages, you are a child of God. Did you pray about it? She said, yes, I prayed about it. And then I asked her the next question. Did you see those signposts? Many times we pray about it and we say, God, if it is your will, let it work. If it is not your will, show me. But then we wear blinkers on our eyes, or we blindfold ourselves, and we don't see anything what God is showing. Because we are so bent on going by our emotions. And here God's word says, the signposts of God are clear and points out the right road. And I asked this lady, when you were going through this, did you see those signposts? Weren't the signs clear? She said, yes, there were a lot of signs. But I just overlooked all of it and just went on. I thought this was God's will and I should go ahead with it. I said, but all the signs were showing negative. How did you go through it? Said, I just prayed about it and I just went ahead. That's where our problem lies. Dear friends, God is constantly guarding us and trying to stop us from doing what is wrong. Constantly. Our God never gets the thrill of life in making us suffer. He's constantly keeping His eyes upon each one of us, and His one prayer, one desire is that each one of us will recognize the signs that is all around us. But because we don't read this word, we don't know what is right and what is wrong. So we just go with our emotions and we struggle. God's word is leading us and saying, hey, stop. Stop. My word is a signpost for your life. It is a life map. I want the best for you. Normally, one of the biggest challenges young people face is addictions, various kinds of addictions. And currently, with the latest trend or fashion trend that is going on, even ladies and women and girls are getting caught into addictions like smoking and other things. So usually when they come and share situations like that and say, what do I do? How do I say? No, everybody's laughing at me in the office and they make fun of me and say, oh, why are you like that? So outdated. And I keep telling them, I'm sorry, I'm a follower of Jesus. I cannot smoke. So I would look at them and I laugh at them and I tell them, hey, you know what? You don't have to become so religious, okay? Let's get practical. God has given you a pair of lungs. Yes? Good morning. So when God has given us a pair of lungs, it's not that I can go to the Modi Dukan or go to the to Spencer's or to Moore and tell, please give me a pair of lungs. This lungs is spoiled. We've got one pair of lungs. And it is our responsibility to take care of it. And so if you're going to sit and smoke yourself to death and then land up in the hospital and then send a prayer request and say, please pray for me, I'm suffering over here, I'm claiming the promise of Jesus, he's going to heal me. Jesus will say, hey, you know what? I gave you an instruction in this book. Honor me with your body. If you are suffering with dialysis and with kidney problem and you are caught in with liver problem or anything and you're doing something which is wrong and that's the cause for it, wake up. Instead, what most of us do, we continue living our life which is wrong and then we quote scripture verses, we send early morning, good morning messages around hoping that as we claim it, God will work it. And God is saying, this treasure without measure has a condition to it. And you know what that condition is? Do what it says. As you do it, I will be with you. I will take care of you. For example, if you go to a restaurant or a wedding or wherever you go to a function, and there's a widespread of food, right? And most of us have problems controlling our appetite when good food is around, right? We kind of splurge and enjoy eating. We really feast on the food. And many times, as you're even doing it, as a child of God, God begins to speak to you and tell you, hey, stop eating that. Yes? Or am I the only one who hears God's voice? We all get it, right? God tells us, hey, don't take too much. Eat, but within limits. What do? Jesus, once in a while. And because it is once in a while or rare occasions, chalega. And we eat it. And then what happens? For the next 2-3 days, we are regular visitors. And stomach pain and griping and we're taking medication. Immediately one SMS, please pray for me. My stomach is paining very badly. I'm very sick. I'm running to the toilet. We are quoting verses, Jesus healed in your name. I'm using simple illustration. Yes. But what happens when it is a serious situation? What happens if you marry the person that you know was not walking with God? Yes. What happens if you go and take that loan when God very clearly told you not to take that loan? What happens if you step into gambling or into addictions and you thought you were too smart for it and you have complete control over it and God is on your side? Because he's on my side, I can do whatever I want and I ask God to heal me, he'll heal me. No, sorry. There are certain facts and realities of life. And it's time that you and I as God's people wake up and recognize it. And if God's word says no, it means no. Don't come and then say, God, please, why is my marriage going down the drain? Your marriage is going down the drain because you made it go down the drain. Because you have not built your home on this word. God's word teaches us how to honor your spouse, how to respect your children, how to raise your family, how to manage your finances, how to be the head of the home. This book doesn't play games with our lives. This book is really a treasure. And when you and I learn to recognize it, we will honor this. Every morning when you wake up in the morning, you will sit with this book. You know what? Nothing irritates me more when I get good morning SMSs with great quotations. I'm reading one or two. Okay? That's why I brought my phone, by the way, up. Normally, I don't bring it up to the sanctuary. Good morning. This is my wish for you. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Hugs when spirits sag. Beauty for your eyes to see. Friendships to brighten your being. Faith so that you can believe. Confidence for when you doubt. Courage to know yourself. Patience to accept the truth. Love to complete your life. Good morning. Such nice sentences, no? Another one. Lean on me. I have not left you comfortless or empty-handed. You have Jesus. You have His love. You have His strength. You have His power, His promises, and His presence to lean on. Therefore, if you have been hurt, rejected, or discouraged, call on Jesus. Santa Claus is waiting. If you have burdens, doubts, or fears, depend on Him. He will be there to pick you up anytime. Okay? If you have a friend in Jesus who will hold you up, even in the worst of circumstances, rest in the arms of your Savior who says to you, lean on me. Nothing wrong. It is very true. Jesus doesn't say, don't lean on me. He says to lean on me. But along with leaning on me, He also says, do what I say. I've given you some simple, beautiful love instruction. Do what I say. When you just obey what you say, I'm telling you to do, I'm there, I'm holding you. But if you don't listen, every parent knows, no? When you're holding your child and your child doesn't want to walk, he wants to jump or run. And as a parent, you're holding, saying, stop jumping, you're going to fall down. The child jumps even harder and wants to move, take its hand off your hand and do what he feels like doing. What happens then? The child falls on his face. Sometimes it can be a bad fall. He can get cut. He has to run, be taken to the hospital, and all sorts of things has to happen. And the parent looks at that child, can see the cry, tears in the eyes and the pain. And the parent says, if only you had obeyed me. I am there. I will never leave you. But look, who's suffering? I'm not suffering. You are suffering. Who's crying? Whose years are wasted? Whose body is wasted? Whose organs are destroyed? It's yours. Our Father God wants the best for us, dear people. He longs for the best for us. When are we going to stop playing games and say, God, help me to obey and do what you tell me to do? When are we going to say, God, when you say yes, it means yes. When you say, are you forgiven me, means you've forgiven me. I don't need 4 or 5 confirmations for that. I will do what your word says. This book is a treasure. Dear friends, a treasure. A treasure that crosses the wisest of wisdom. It's not only a treasure without measure. Verse 10 tells us that they are sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. There is satisfaction, deep satisfaction, when you read this word. You know what? It is not only a treasure without measure. It also brings sheer pleasure with great satisfaction. Absolute pleasure with amazing satisfaction crosses our mind. Oh, what a joy to read this book. What a joy to sit with it. In happy times, in sad times, in painful times, in complex times, in confusing times, you just name it. This book has an answer for every situation. This book, as the Message translation puts it, pulls our life together, points out the right road, showing the way to joy, easy on the eyes, with a lifetime guarantee, accurate down to the nth degree. That's how beautiful it is. You know, a jackpot, a lottery jackpot, where everything you got, wow, I've got it all. That's how this book is. Anything we need is right here. Anything we need. And as we obey and apply it in our lives, we will go from strength to strength. The peace that passes all understanding will be your portion. The grace and strength that God is giving you as you lean on Him, it will be yours constantly. As you obey and do what He says, you will know, yes, Lord, maybe I don't understand everything happening around me, but Lord, one thing I know, whatever you've told me to do, I'm doing it. That's it. That's my problem. God's instruction to us is, you do what I tell you to do, I'll take care of the results. Most of us want to take care of the results, and we want God to do what has to be done. So we are always taking shortcuts. Constantly we have a shortcut in mind. We are all great, how do you say, planners. We love to plan. And that is where we are wrong. Constantly, I've learned a long time back that I am a fool. My life in my hand will always be a mess. Why? Because I don't know what this evening holds for me. I can't see the future. Those who I think are good friends can turn overnight. I don't know them. Even family can stop being a family in difficult times. I cannot trust my own self. I'll say I will not have that second Rasgulla and I'll want to have it. That's me. I don't know about you. Maybe you have a very strong will. I know myself very well. And so that is why I constantly pray and tell Jesus, I don't trust myself at all, Lord. Help me make the right choices. Because there's sheer pleasure with great satisfaction as I obey your word. The peace, that joy, the way you work things out as I trust you. Wow, it's phenomenal. How many of us have experienced that? Have you experienced it? It's beautiful. The peace that comes as you know you're doing what is right in God's eyes. But when we do something which is right in our eyes, or in our friends' eyes, or what society says, or what peer pressure demands, we can come up with any excuse, any reasoning. The bottom line is, it will be a failure in the end. Maybe not right away, it might look all perfect, but sooner or later, it will be a failure. That is why often when people choose to do what they want to do and they don't want to listen to what God's word says, I just tell them, okay, keep doing what you want till you see it. You will learn it the hard way. No, but you're not praying for me. You're not being by me. Sorry. I've shown you what God says. I've told you God is on your side. But if you do not want to stand and believe what God says, I can't do much because I am not God. I can remind you. I can warn you. I can encourage you. I can show you from my life. I can explain things, but nothing more. Ultimate decision maker is you. You and I are the ones who has to take responsibility for our own individual lives. We cannot blame the whole world for it. We cannot blame our family members. We cannot blame the circumstances. The Bible has got enough of examples for each one of us that shows us where we are. What happens when we do what God tells us to do? the pleasure and satisfaction. And what happens when we reject what God says and we go into these various ratios, na? 60, 40, 30, 80. We'll say, oh no, I'll do 70%, I'll do 30%, let God do 70%. I'll follow everything, but this one thing is my favorite. I'll do what I want. That one thing becomes a foothold for the enemy to bring destruction to our life. And then we are wondering what went wrong. But no, but I did everything else. Yes, you may have done everything else, but you left that window and let the rat come in. What's the use of sealing the whole house and keeping a gap open? God is saying, hey, it's time we stop. It's time we search our hearts and say, God, please help me to fall in love with your word. Please, Lord, help me to read your word. Help me to understand your word. Help me to apply your word. These principles are life-giving. It is beautiful. Nothing can match with it. God's word, a treasure without measure. God's word brings sheer pleasure with great satisfaction. And finally, God's word is unmatched and richly rewarding. What we sow, we will reap, God's word says. And that's one of my key phrases in my life. Whatever I sow, whether I like it or not, I will reap it. That's a fact of life. You can't put mango seed in the tree, into the ground and expect an apple tree to come out. Nahi hota hai. You can keep praying as much as you want, quote all the verses on that seed. Mango tree only will come up. Then you can't grumble and say, how come this has happened? What you have sown, you will reap. Sooner or later. And Satan is a smart player. Remember that. He will not hit you out right now. He watches and times it so that you get the worst hit at the worst time. When everything you think is perfect and your ideal plans are all working out, that's when the hit will come. Because you left that gap in your life. You closed everything else, but you kept that gap. And then you will be sitting on that sick bed or on that dead bed or in that complex situation saying, God, I could not even see my child's marriage. I could not even appreciate and enjoy this part of life. I've suffered all my life. And last, I wanted ek hi desire tha. Ek hi sapna tha mera. Wo bhi toot gaya. What have you done to me? Ki onnay ami koreche. And if you're ready to listen, God will say, ektu boi khule dekho, onek gulo ache. The problem with us is we are not ready to listen. We keep cursing God, angry with God, grumbling at God. But consequences are serious. And it's so painful when we see life slip between our fingers and we're not able to hold it. Because we did not take life seriously. We did not take life seriously. When your marriage is over and gone, then don't pray and say, God, please bring my wife back. Nahi hoga. Or bring my husband back. Nahi hoga. When your children are frustrated with your lifestyle and they choose to walk out of the house and never come back, don't come and pray and say, God, please bring my children back. Please bring my children back. You've lost so much. Everyone is a human being and hurts pain. It is painful. It'll take a long time for the children to realize it and to trust God to receive healing for their lives that have been crushed because of your lifestyle. Then they have to receive healing on themselves. Then they have to go to the next step to be willing to forgive their parents for the type of treatment they've received. And sometimes it takes almost 5-10 years. We know it because we sit counseling people day in and day out.
I've dealt with children who are sitting and crying over there. Because their parents, right from their childhood, have crushed their lives. And it breaks my heart. It's easy to say, please counsel my child, and my child will come and straddle up and be right. They are not alu, potato, onions, okay? They are human beings. They also have emotions. Your spouse has emotions. Your family, your parents have emotions. It is your responsibility and my responsibility to recognize that. And that is why we need to pray and say, God, help me, Lord, to honor your word, to keep your word in front of me, to check my life, my actions with your word, and see, God, if my word match, my lifestyle is matching with what you say, so that I can lead my family the right way. I can do business the right way. I can work the right way. In every way that my children will rise up and be able to say, thank you, God, for my precious parents. My office colleagues can say, what an amazing boss we have. My family members will say, thank you, God, for it. Dear friends, the reason I'm speaking so harshly to us this morning is because life is slipping away. You're not turning younger, you're turning older. And each day counts. Your life counts. God values your life, and that is why he has given us his written word, which teaches us and tells us that it is unmatched. It is really rewarding. It's richly rewarding. The psalmist, in the end, he talks about, from verses 11 to 14, he talks about how powerful this book is. Because this book shows us where we stand. It says over here in verse 11, by keeping them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Forgive my hidden faults. Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful, deliberate, stupid sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt, innocent of great transgressions or sin. Look at this sentence. Over here, the psalmist is bringing out from chota sin, deliberate sin, to great sin. There are areas in our life, all of us have got blind spots. Are you aware of it? We all think we are very perfect and good. But all of us have got blind spots, severe blind spots. And you know what God does? God uses circumstances to expose those blind spots. Because when God speaks to us first time through his word, when we read the word, we feel we are very good. We pick certain verses and we forget the rest of it. And so God has a beautiful way of dealing with us through circumstances. So when a tough situation comes, God is using that tough situation to expose your blind spot and my blind spot. Maybe you're dealing with anger. It's your blind spot. And all the time you always use the word saying, I can't help it. Yeah, I'm a very hot-headed person. Once I lose my temper, but gaya. So we're very happy about ourselves. So every time we read the word on anger, we point our fingers to the other people. We can spot everybody else who has anger. But we can't see ourselves. And sometimes God gives us a situation, maybe a boss who has 10 times more anger than you. And here you are a hot-headed person and your boss has got 10 times more anger. And you know if you open your mouth and speak and lose your head or your tongue, you'll lose your job. So then God teaches us and shows us, hey, you've got a problem over here. And we are praying and saying, Jesus, pray, Lord, take that boss away from you. Transfer him. And Jesus is saying, I've allowed that boss to come to your life. Because see, you've got this blind spot, you can't see it. You're thinking you're perfect. Wait. And we are crying and saying, Jesus, we come and say, please pray for me. This boss must go away. Give me a new job. I cannot endure such rudeness, such harassment. And God says, wait. See that blind spot, let it come up. God brings it up to the surface. And once it comes to the surface, that's when transformation begins.
That's how God works in us. He reveals to us those small sins. And that's what the psalmist so beautifully says. He says, who can discern their own errors? How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Forgive my hidden faults. Cleanse me from these faults. And his prayer is, God, show me. Take me out of this. Because those small sins which we think it's nothing, chalta hai, nahin chalta hai. Because those small sins become deliberate sins. He goes on to say, keep your servant from willful sins. The NLT refers to it as deliberate sins. The Message version is straightforward. It calls us stupid sins. Ho gaya, kya pata? Once in a while, suddenly, kaisa ho gaya pata nahin, lekin ho gaya. Ab kya karega? Because we can intentionally think it's perfectly okay. We give a lot of justification. And then slowly, those hidden sins become deliberate sins. And we use it as an excuse in our life. And we keep doing it, blaming the circumstances. What to do? Thora to peena hi padta hai. Right? Tension na nikalna hai. So thora pita pita pite pine 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 se zyada zyada ho jata hai. At the end, pura bottle lekar ghumta padta hai. Then you have to sit in the rehab. Yes or no? That's what's happening. How many times I talk to people and say, they say, yes, but in our office circle, na, thora peena padta hai. I said, oh, so ek darwaza khol diya, chota hole bana diya. So then now one rat will come in. Then the desire will increase. First it was office programs, functions. From there becomes, ghar mein kitna chinta aapko pata nahi hai. To dost log ke saath baith kar baat kar raha tha. Then my dost log told me, thora peena hai, thora zyada peelo. So thora says thora zyada. Then after that, neend nahi aa raha hai raat mein. Aur thora zyada. Doctor bhi to bolta hai, thora peena padta hai. To peelo. Ultimately, confusion by the first order. And that's what God's word says. Keep your servant also from willful sins that they may not rule over me. Look at the words. It's phenomenal. That's why I just love God's word so much. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great sin. God's word says, don't start, stop. I'm there. Man's word says, karo, nothing will happen. Society says, chalta hai, it's okay. Nobody is perfect. What do you think, everyone in the church is perfect? No, none of us are perfect. I'm not perfect by any order. I have a lot of faults. And every day God is showing me constantly all of my mistakes. All of my faults. And he keeps telling me, Cynthia, I want you to change. If you want to be my child, you better change yourself. And every day I'm praying and saying, Jesus, please help me. Please help me, Jesus. I want to change. I need to change. If I need to make an impact and live for you, I need to change. None of us are perfect over here. But one thing, God's desire is that each one of us will say, yes, God's word is my treasure and great delight. I will meditate on this word day and in and day out. I will seek his face and be careful to follow all of these instructions so that I can fulfill what God's purpose is for my life. This morning, if that's your prayer, that's your desire, can you close your eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart even as we bring the service to a close? Ask yourself this. How familiar are you with God's word? With God's principles? How many of his principles have you made a part of your life? How well are you applying his beautiful word in your life? What is the desire of your heart? Where are those rat holes that you have built in your life? Are there those blind spots?
that you have ignored. God's word to you this morning is, my child, I love you. And it breaks my heart to see you suffer and be tormented like this. All is not lost. I want to heal you. I'm there to heal you. But I cannot heal you if you keep destroying your life with your hands. I've given you a freedom of choice, and I cannot go against your choice. If you choose to destroy your life, your home, your marriage, your business, your career, your future with your own hands, it is your choice. Father, Holy Spirit, we need you this morning, Lord. We need you to open our understanding, to convict us, oh Lord. Lord, our lives are such a precious gift from you. Lord, when we destroy our lives, our whole family suffers with us. Your people suffer. Our children suffer. Our loved ones suffer. Father God, I plead before you this morning that your loving touch, your presence will just fall in this place, Lord. That each one, wherever we may be in our walk with you, will recognize how far we have walked away from your truth. Lord, that we'll be willing to confess, ask for forgiveness from you, and come running back to you to receive healing and restoration, to make your word the guidebook of our lives, this treasure book, oh, sweeter than honey, more satisfying than anything we can ever imagine. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. We would also be grateful if you would take a moment to rate us on iTunes. Hope you have a great week ahead.